My name is Nova, and I want to talk to you today is, like, make sure you're honest with people, and make sure you don't take people for granted and use them. I have a friend, that uses people, takes them for granted, and takes their stuff, even if they're friends with them, or he's dating them. He uses their stuff. Sometimes when they're not paying attention, he takes them and steals them stuff. Or when they say that he can borrow it, he doesn't give it back. And takes his brother's and sister's clothes. And shoes and stuff. And that's not cool. So, he needs to learn that's not a good thing. Like, don't do that. He uses and stays with his friends. And, it's not cool for him to be using his friends for his own good. I mean, yeah, maybe you need a place to stay, but there's other ways that you can get a place to stay. Like, paying full rent or part rent at somebody's house, at a friend's house. When they say $400, pay them $400. Not reduce the amount just because you're trying to save money. Maybe the other person is going through a lot of stuff. You don't know. Or maybe they're having a baby or something. Now, if they have bed bugs and stuff or they have insect problems, then I wouldn't recommend staying there, you know? That's my point. And also for future reference, if you find a house or apartment or condo or dorm or whatever, and you see an insect problem, don't buy that condo or house or apartment or dorm. It doesn't matter if it's a mansion or vintage or a $1,000 home or, you know, whatever. Or any kind of money it is. Or a good deal. Like, if it has insect problems, don't buy it. I'm telling you. I live in a place where my mom saw, and the family saw that there was insects. Family and friends. There was an insect problem, roach and stuff like that. When I got the place. And they bought it anyways, and they thought they would take care of it. They didn't, so she had to hire somebody. It was just one thing after another. So I'm trying to tell you is, like, hey, don't do this. You know? I'm just trying to say, like, you know, don't get a house in that. And don't put it in your name. And don't stay with somebody that has a problem. Now, if they get a problem because of an insect problem, then move out. And wash all your clothes. And sheets. And everything else you own. And wash yourself. So this way, they don't. And make sure you use protect yourself. And spray and kill all the insects. Now, back to what I'm saying is, like, don't use people and take from them or take advantage of them. If they helped you a couple times, maybe once or twice, don't try to take advantage of them just because they're helping you out or they're being nice to you. Some people would actually take that and take that niceness and use it to help out themselves. And that's what he was doing. Or take advantage of you. Or they might, you know, hurt you or bring you harm or try to kill you or something. I mean, even if the people that you've known for, like, you know, 10 years or something, they can turn around. But if you see the red flags, leave and get out of that friendship, relationship, / deal, whatever you're in. Any kind of red flag. Whether you're a guy, girl, woman, child, whatever. It doesn't matter how much you feel for that person. If they're not good for you and they do stuff and you see the red flags, leave. If that person is dangerous, leave. So, I'm just saying from my own experiences. Now, I've never been hurt, and I've never been... I mean, I've been hurt, but I've never been in abuse and stuff multiple times, but in many ways. But I've never been killed, because obviously I'm still here and kicking. But, and I'm not trying to put a doubt there saying I want to make that happen. You know, but in general, like, do things to protect yourself. Like, stay away from those people who do those things, you know? Like, and I hope you don't meet somebody that, you know, brings you problems and stuff like that. But if you do, like, learn from my mistakes and learn from your own mistakes. If they ask for money once, twice, or more than that, don't help them anymore. They need to learn for themselves to take care of themselves and not to use other people, their friends and their family. And they're... Because now, he went to chase after some girl, my friend, and now he's in a stuck situation. Like, he's on the street, he's sleeping on the street, and he has no money. No one would give him money. And, like, I guess he's not, like, doing what he's supposed to do. Like, trying to make himself smell good and be healthy. He's asking for money and stuff like that. And I told him, just get a job. Go to the bathroom and wash yourself. And all your parts, you know, like, down there and behind or whatever. And wash your pits. That's what I told him. And anyone out there, if you're in a situation, like, you're homeless on the streets or whatever, I recommend you wash your parts, you know, pits, down there and behind. You know, wash your feet. You know, stuff like that. And buy dry shampoo if you can. Or find a way to get that hair dry shampoo. And then spray it on your hair so it doesn't look like your hair is greasy. So that's my recommendation, is that... And if you do, like... Don't do it and be like my friend. Something could happen to you. I'm not saying... I hope it doesn't happen to him. I hope he doesn't get hurt or worse, and something worse than that. But, and I don't want anyone else to do either. But just make sure, and I hope it doesn't happen to you, that you end up where he's at. You know, or if you're, I mean, I understand, like, that's what he did, I guess. I'm not sure if he went with a group of guys or went to chase after a girl. That's my theory. Or went with friends or something out to some bar or something like that. Now he's in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what happened exactly. Or went shooting or something like that. He didn't tell me. But he's in a sex situation. And he's stuck. And I know, I've talked to homeless people before. And I understand, like, some of them, like, they're sick. Maybe they have cancer, or maybe they have some disability where they can't work, or something. Or maybe they're, like, maybe they have a degree or something in, like, arts or a PhD in something, and they can't get a job. Or maybe, they, you know, did a couple things that they shouldn't. Or maybe it's... Maybe if they, like, they got fired from their job and they got kicked out of their house, evicted, or kicked out of their family's house, and now they're on the street. You know, or if it's a kid, like, you know, maybe their family kicked them out, or, you know, something happened, to the family, and I hope they didn't. Nothing happened to the family, and they got nowhere to stay, friends or family, and maybe they're too young to work, and if they're old enough to work, then that's a good sign. Then they can work, and like go to the bathroom, do your stuff, wash yourself, wash your clothes, and then, you know, make sure to dry them, and then use them, and then go make yourself look like together, cleaned up, you know, trim your beard, or if you're a guy, your girl, be presentable, a woman, you know, like, just be presentable, look clean cut, you know, or professional in the matter, if you're gonna try to apply for a job. You don't have to necessarily, like, you could wear a suit and a tie and, like, slacks if you're a guy. Or if you're a girl, you could wear slacks and a nice shirt, like a blouse, they call it. And a blazer. You could go all out. And that's professional. Or wear a skirt that goes up past your knee or to your knee. And wear heels or flats. And that's okay too. And wear pearls if you want, or nice jewelry, and wear perfume if you want. You could go all out, but you don't have to do that. Some jobs, they will hire you even if you wear a nice pair of jeans, a nice pair of shoes, and a nice pair of, like, maybe a nice shirt, and they'll hire you. As long as it, like, even if they, maybe they might feel bad, and they might hire you anyways if you don't, like, have it together and stuff, but, like, you don't want them to feel bad. You want them to hire you because how they feel like they need you. They feel like they want you to be there, you know, to do the work that you need to. This way you can earn your pay. If you don't want to get a job, then my suggestion is sell. Sell things that, like, say clothes or shoes or things that you can sell. You know, sell things. But don't sell all your stuff to the point where you don't have nothing. Like, keep a couple clothes, like, maybe two or three outfits. Shoes, a pair, like, a shirt, maybe three or four shirts. Three or four pairs of pants, maybe if it's summer, maybe two pairs of shorts, obviously chonies or boxers, you know, and girls' bras, you know, or two top, whatever suits you, you know, but, you know, just make sure that you're, you know, like, and then keep some stuff, like, keep a phone for emergencies, and I would recommend a smartphone, because smartphones, even if it's not in service, like, you can go to a Wi-Fi place and message people, or get an app where you can call people that's free, and you don't have to pay nothing, and you can use it to call and text people, and you might have to eventually pay for it, but that's workable, you know, like, for an upgrade, you can get blah, 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 you know, service and stuff like that. They have deals like that. But my suggestion is, like, that's what I recommend. Because then you can hop on a bus, get a bus pass, and go where you need to go. So those of you that are in that stuck and you're trying to get out, and you want a job, and keep a phone, it's good to have a laptop to, in case you need to apply for another job, or in case you get fired, because some jobs, they don't allow you to apply on the phone, and because, or just to do stuff, like, sometimes, if you're young, like, 20s, 19, 18, it's a good idea for you to go to school. I recommend it. Now, some of you say, I don't want to go to school. It's a good idea for you to go to college. You don't have to, but I recommend you should, because then you can get experience and meet new people. In Japan, for an example, high school is more like college for them, according to a friend of mine. Because they make it, it's like really, really hard, I guess. And the schoolwork is the college work, apparently. And when you go to college, you're there to make connections. You're over there for networking, basically. And in college, like, you meet new people. You can do the same thing in high school, but you meet people and, like, have connections. So you can get a job, or maybe you don't want that. Maybe you want to start your own business. But to start your own business, sometimes you need money. And whether it's, like, making a website, or maybe you don't have to do it that way. You can start by selling something. Or, I do tarot card readings. I do life coaching, Reiki, and reflexology. Take a trade and do something that you're good at. Now, massaging, like, if you're good at massaging people, you actually need to go to school for that and get a license. But if you're good at, like, something else, maybe you like to make stuff and paint or draw or craft, you don't need a license for that. You might need a business license, but I don't know what the certain process is for that, but like, you can try to, like, get something in that field, and just sell your artwork on the street or in places. You know, I went to places and I seen people sell their paintings or drawings or art, and I've been to the conventions, some of them. Or maybe you make jewelry. That's something that people like. Find something that is a hobby of yours, or find a hobby that you do like, that you love to do, and then just go do it. If you're into sports and you like playing sports, you really have to be good at it, because there's a lot of people all over the world that want to play sports. And I'm not saying you're good or bad at, like, sports, basketball, soccer, tennis, or whatever. You may be the greatest player of them all, but you may be the greatest player in the world, you know, and maybe they won't hire you for whatever reason, you know, or they won't take you or anything. I don't know. But if you do get noticed and you do go and get on a team and you play, hey, that's great. Go ahead, do it. If that's your dream, go ahead, do it. I'm not saying I actually want you to. Go after your dreams. If you want to be the world's next freaking soccer player, or, excuse my language, the world's next soccer player. I do cuss like a sailor. If you want to be the world's best next soccer player, go ahead, do it. If you want to be the next rock star, which is really the hard, entertainment industry is a really hard field to get into. Or if you want to be a fashion designer, go to school and become a fashion designer. You know, there's a lot of fashion designers. If you want to become a famous fashion designer, it's kind of hard to get in that field. It's in the music industry is kind of hard too. But let's say if you want to be a doctor or nurse, go to school and get your PhD, get your doctor's degree. If you don't have that kind of money, there's ways you can get that money. Grants, loans, and if you can't get a loan, I don't recommend loans because you eventually have to pay it back. But there's grants, there's stuff where you can, like, write a letter, a big, like, a letter or paper or something, like an essay, and then you can send it to them, and they might give you a scholarship. Either scholarships you can get in high school or in school. My recommendation is you stay in school until college. Graduate and get your degree. Now, maybe you drop out of college and say that's not for you, okay? But, like, get your what you need to do. Whatever your dream is, go for it. My dream is to either be a rapper or be the next, either be a famous rapper or be an entrepreneur. That's my dream. If you want to be an entrepreneur and have your own business, let's say you want to have your own skate shop or skateboard shop, or you want to have your own like electronics store or fashion store, okay, go do it. Like, find, like, there's ways to learn how to get your own business, or there's ways to learn, like, videos and stuff like that, and audiobooks, and or go to school for that. There's ways to learn. Like, let's say if you want to take up knitting and then you want to sell and put it up online, if that's what you want to do, go do it. Of course, it costs money to start that up, but, like, there's other things that you could use and to make things. And then, I mean, I was watching this show, One-on-One, I think it was called, and there was this chick. She was a high school student, and she would take something from the trash, somebody's trash, like a rug, and turn it into a sweater. I mean, I'm not saying go ahead, do it, but, you know, you could do that. There's this one guy who turned cardboard into blankets, you know, and he found that that's a way to do. And then another person, like, they took duct tape and made it into a dress, like in Japan, you know, like, things like that. Like, you can find things and, like, where you are and use them. All you need is, like, maybe tape or maybe a few things here and there, but you don't really need a whole lot to start your own business. And also, you need a phone so you can sell, or so you can present it online, or you could, you know, like, do, you need money to start it, but you could do stocks if that's what you want. You have to be good at math, and you have to be able to see, but that's all I think you really need. You know, you have to be good at good with money, too. But, like, if you're good at whatever you're good at, use what you're good at, your talents, whatever it is. If you're, like, singing, good, have a good voice, or whatever it is, and that's what you want to do, go chase after it. Maybe you can be a music teacher. Or singing singing teacher and give singing lessons, you know, like, whatever you are good at and what you love, combine the two and then go make your dreams happen, whatever they are. Now, if you're I'm not saying that you are or not, but let's just say if you're colorblind and you want to be a pilot, that's probably not likely for you to get a job as a pilot, because you have to be able to see, like, objects that are in front of you. You have to be able to see, like, what's in front of you, like, birds or animals that are flying. You have to be able to see, like, the difference between parts and, where the controls are, and the color of things, my guess is. I don't know, because I'm not a pilot. I have a friend that is, but, or I know somebody that is, but I'm not a pilot, so I wouldn't know. But my guess is that's probably not likely. So if you, and it's not like, if, see me, for example, I'm not good at math. I'm not good at counting, like, more than $40, because I've never had to be able to count more than $40, $50, you know, so I never really dealt with that. But I come from a middle-class family, but, you know, like, if you are able to, or you're good at it, then go ahead, like, do it. If you're not, like, I'm not able to count money, so I'm not going to get a job, I can't get a job in accounting. I can't get a job in a cashier, you know, because I'm not good at that. That's my weakness, you know? And I wouldn't recommend for you to go and do that. Say if you're not good at math like me, then don't go for accounting. Don't go for, you know, a cashier or, you know, don't go for things that are not likely that you're not able to do. If you're not good at it, or if maybe you have, like, a problem, you know, of disability or something. I have a disability. I have ADD and halfway bipolar and something else. And that's my disability, and I'm okay with that. I've learned to accept it. Even though, like, people made fun of me growing up because of it and because of who I was and my color of my skin. I'm Hispanic and I didn't look it. And because of my last name. Doesn't mean that just because a person is Hispanic and doesn't look it, doesn't mean they are. Or doesn't mean they're not. Like, you don't know what they are. So, you know, but what I'm saying is, like, I do that a lot. I get off topic. What I'm saying is, I forgot what I was going to say. Just like, if you're not good at something, don't do it. But if you're good at writing and you want to be a writer, okay, go do it. Like, yeah, I think it takes, you can get sponsored to be a writer. And stuff like that. Like, but I think, I don't know if you have to pay for it. Or anything, but nowadays, I mean, let's say if you want to be an inventor, that takes money to get your product out there. Sometimes it takes money to make the product, you know, and to put it together or whatever. If you want to invent something and you drew it up and you be like, okay, I want to invent this, then go do it. Whatever you believe in. God, the universe, or something else. I don't know. I believe in, me personally, I'm a more spiritual person. So I believe in, like, I'm Catholic, baptized. But I believe in praying to God and stuff like that. I believe in, like, praying and stuff like that and talking to God. I do, and I do that. And I believe in being grateful and being thankful. To God and to what I have, and I do that too, but like, and that's another thing, be grateful for what you have. If you have a roof over your head and food on the food in your fridge or table, then hey, you're good, and you have water, you know, that's a good sign, then you're okay. Like, maybe you require a little more, for an example, but you're okay. You're in good shape. You're not in bad. And if you have maybe two friends or one friend, then you're okay. You don't need like 10 or 20 friends or 100 or 1,000. If you do, hey, and they're all good friends, that's great. Keep going. But sometimes you, like, you know, just be mindful and be good for others, and whatever you believe in, you know, like, pray to God, manifest, like, say mantras if you want in the mirror or on paper, and write down, like, hey, you know, like, if you want to, if you believe in it, like, believe in yourself and stuff like that. And I don't know, like, if you believe in witchcraft and that's what you want and that's what you want to do, okay, that's good. My recommendation is don't do the dark magic, because bad luck, or it could come back to you. It could come back instead of going to that person. So my recommendation is don't do it, because karma will come back. Whatever you do that's good will come back to you. Whatever you, sometimes, not all the time, whatever you do that's bad will come back to you. Sometimes. Eventually. I'm not saying it would come back tomorrow or today or next year or 10 years from now, but one day it's going to come back to you. So if you, let's say if you give somebody a dollar, homeless person on a dollar, one day somebody's going to give you a dollar maybe, or give you money, or do give you something else, I don't know. It could be, I don't know, could be like something that you want, you know. If you give food to others, like homeless people, or someone you don't know, or someone you do know, and you help others, then the other person is going to give you, somebody else is going to give you food. Someone else is going to take you out to eat, maybe. Or give you something that you, or give you food or something, or bring you food. And that's a good thing. Like, you know, like a person maybe, I remember a couple years ago, like, I gave people half of my lunch, or half of my dinner, when I was walking home, and, I would give people that. Maybe I didn't have money, but I would give them that. Later on, somebody gave me, paid for my meal, and I didn't have enough to buy groceries, or to buy what I need to, or to pay for my food. And somebody walked up and paid for what I didn't have. And so what I'm saying is, like, do right, and kindness is the best gift that you can give. And give back to others that don't have, and pass it on. So if that somebody does it to you, somebody gives to you, then pass it on to someone else that needs it. You know? And if you do bad things, like, let's say if you steal something, or you yell at somebody, or you hurt somebody, then chances are it's going to come back one day or another. It could happen next year, could happen 5-10 years from now. You could do something else that's not cool, you know? I don't know. Let's say if you, you know, wrote on the wall, somebody could tag on your house. You know, like, I'm not saying it will happen or it won't, but I'm saying that if you do this or that. So what I'm trying to say is, like, karma will come back, and it works both ways. And so just, like, take it day by day. If you're in a place where you feel suicidal, or you feel like, I'm not going to survive, or you're suffering or something, hey, the storm will pass eventually. And it might not be, it might be today, tomorrow, it might be in the next year or 10 years from now. But sooner or later, the storm will pass. Trust me. I was in a storm for a long time, for many years. And then 10 years, 20 years later, I'm not in that same storm. I'm in a different field, you know? I'm in a different storm. I'm in a different thing, kind of. And it's way different, but it has its prices. And what I'm trying to say is, like, for everything that you do, sometimes it has a price to pay. Now, if, for an example, if you're on a high frequency, and for vibrational frequency, if you believe in that, like, and you go back down to low, like, back down to, I don't know, jealousy, anger, or revenge, then chances are you're gonna be at a low frequency. And if you go back down to that, for whatever reason, or even just to help out with somebody, you'll pay the price. And basically, God or the universe is trying to tell you, hey, don't do that. It's not cool. You know? You don't do that. you meet people that you meet for a reason. And then when you're done meeting them, you know, then you're done, like, if you're done with you learned your lesson, then you move on. You're supposed to move on. Now, if you fall in love with that person, let's say you're single and you fall in love, or you're dating them and you fall in love with that person, then it's kind of like, it's a hard, really hard situation from my own past experiences, you know? So that's all I'm, like, saying is, like, be careful. I'm not saying it will happen to you or it won't, but I'm saying, like, just be careful who you fall in love with. And if you see any red flags, then leave. If they cheat on you, obviously, leave. You don't want a cheater. You don't want a player. Anyways, see you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.